The Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, talking about the Shemana Mishra, talking about the Shemana Mishra, Shasa Mishra Midbar, Shalkin by Yisrael Yikarim. So they would do it in the Shemana itself. The Rebbe Yudah Beis Yerma, Velo Lasek Yisrael Yikarim, Ein Asipek, it's not enough even to be Sach Yikarim, Elo Sharen Yisrael Yikarim, B'mayim, Matzav Lom Shemana Mekele, Tesareach, V'kibche. So they would first be Sharen in Mayim, and then they would put the Shemana on it, and that's how they would make the Shemana Mishra. So Amar Rebbe Yudah B'chi Nesach, and Hasem Shemana Mishra, was only one Nes, the whole thing was Nisim. Therefore, he said it's not sure that the whole asiya was done through a nace as well. And the pashas is over here that they would put the shemen, they put the karm in the mayim, and then they would put him in the shemen. That's how it was done in order to get around this problem that it was not sipek. But if you look in the Rambam seems to have a different shot. The Rambam says that in Klei HaMikdash, break off Halacha Beis, he says that you take all the all the samamanim, the yevakol v'shar ois and b'mayim zakin u'mesukin an sheyetsa kol keichem b'mayim and nasan al mayim shemen zayis hin u'bishal akol leish an sheavdu hamayim b'nishar shemen v'nichay b'kli ledaris. So the Rambam is arguing on the pashas, which is what's mashia from Rashi, that he would be first put in the mayim and then put the ikarim in the shemen. He's saying a different shot. He's saying the mevashal the ikarim in the mayim, then you take out the ikarim from the mayim, and then you put the mayim, then you put the shemen on the mayim. And that is how it was done. But the Ikarim themselves never actually go into the Shemin. That's how that's what they did according to the Rambam. Now, if you look in the Lashon HaGemara over here, the Gemara says the Girsa we have is that you put it Sharnas Ikarim B'mayim Matzav Olav Shemin. Then you put the Shemin on it. The Rashash is Magiyo Matzav Aleihem Shemin, which is really the Girsa of the same Gemara Krisis. It says Matzav Aleihem because the Pasha says you're putting it on the Ikarim. Why does it say Lashon Yachin? What's the Shana Matzav Olav? So he changes the Girsa. But it could be that this girsa over here is more mashma like Neshitas HaRambam, that you're not putting the shemen on the ikarim, you're putting the shemen on the mayim. That's what it says in Matzef Alav Shemen, you put it on the mayim, Lashon Yachin. So it could be that from this Gemara is a mucker to the Neshitas HaRambam. So the girsa in Haris and Krisus is mashma more like Rashi and other Shainim. But the Gemara over here is mashma like the Rambam, that you put the mayim on the shemen. The Biskarav in Krisus has a chakira that what's up shot in this that Rabbi Yossi says, the Rabbi Yehuda says that was done through Nes. Is he arguing on Rabbi Yosi and he holds that you can't do it, you're not allowed to be shar the Ikarim B'mayim, that's why I need the Nes? Or is he maybe masking to him that you could be shar B'mayim as well, but he's saying you don't need to come out to that because you anyways had a Nes. And he wants to learn that might be telling on the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the other Rishayim. That Lafi, the Rambam, if you learn like not like the Rambam, if you learn like the Pashas, that they just soaked it in the water and then put it in the Shemin, then there's no reason, the Svara, why anyone should be Chalik on that. At the end of the day, you're putting it in the Shemin, that Shemin HaMishkan, it should be fine. But if you learn like the Rambam, that it's really cooked in the water, then they took it out, that they put the Shemin on the water, that's a whole different Metzias, it's a whole different thing. You would never actually share the Karim B'mayim, B'Shemin. And it could be that for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda would be Chaylik on it, and he held that you're not allowed to do it that way. It has to be nice because that's not the eifin of the Asiya Shemana Mishra. So it could be that his chakir would be telling the Machlekes Rambam and other Rishainim how it was done. Lefi the Rambam, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik, and Lefi Rabbi Yosi, it could be that he's Maskim, which is he's Medak from Rabbi Gershom increases that from the Lashon in a Tzarech is Mashma that you could do it, but you don't have to. But the way we're learning it comes out that that chakir really is telling the Chilufig yourselves, which in our Sugya and the Sugya increases whether it's Matzif Aleihim or Matzif Alav.